Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Hi, Chris.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Chris.
Welcome. We'll get started in just a few minutes. I think attendance is going to be a little light today because of the holidays, but we do have a couple of presentations lined up, so we'll go through those as soon as everybody has a chance to join. Today we're going to be talking about model-driven and microservices. And the first presentation when he's Alex, and then also the Netcracker team, Manoj, has asked for time as well.
Hey, Chris, it's Steve.
Hi, Steve. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yep. We'll get started in just a couple of minutes. We're still waiting for critical mass. Well, while we're waiting for people to join, just a preview of the next couple of calls. Today, we have two presentations scheduled on microservices and model-driven. Next week, we have another one about microservices. We're also going to talk about S3P. When we were in Paris last week, we talked about carrier grade, we boiled it down to what it really meant in the context of ONAP, especially in the context of the next release, is security, stability, scalability, and performance, so S3P. We're going to talk about that next week in relationship to Amsterdam, and then also start the discussion about where we take this for Beijing.
Chris.
Yes.
We also had a bit of a, where are we with the R2 architecture as well?
We're working on that as well. There are a couple of people who are working on presentations for that. And as soon as they are ready, we'll get those scheduled as well. So that's the latest. I've been in contact with a number of people since we got back, and there are just a couple of things that are still gelling. So as soon as I can get them scheduled with the presenters, then they'll show up on the wiki page.
Okay. And another thing, I think I got presented when I was away there by John. Documentation of release one.
Yes.
Go on.
So Paul and I have an action item on that to do some work. We're writing up a short paper. We'll share it as it becomes available.
Does it go along the lines a little bit that I had as input there, or is it completely different? I mean, I think we need a short sort of description of the function, the interfaces or the capabilities it exposes and what it consumes in the models.
Yeah. So the paper we're writing is sub 10 pages. It's going to be an overview of the architecture, and then absolutely, as you said, diving into each one of the modules. Or at least feature modules, given our space limitation.
Yeah, but it should be short. I mean, it should be exactly that. So it's very, very, very brief. Yep, I agree. Yep. Okay.
So,
Who was working on that with you? Sorry,
Paul Bartoli.
Okay.
So we'll have something, and as it becomes available, we'll share it with the committee. Mm-hmm. Do we have Alex on yet, or Manoj? Well, it looks like our presenters for today have not yet joined, so we'll give them a few more minutes. While we're waiting, are there other topics that people would like to bring up? And if we can't solve it today, we can at least put it on the schedule. I'm tracking these through JIRA issues, so we can make sure that things that we do raise move all the way through the workflow.
So, Chris, while we are waiting for the presenter, can we start discussion on what we mean by career grade and those S3P discussion, if you wanted to have?
Sure. I don't have the formal presentations. Helen was going to come in and talk about the current baseline. The agreement that we had, I'll just give a preview this week, and then we can go into more detail next week.
Okay.
What's coming out of Paris is that we want to look at S3P for the next release. The first step is going to be defining some minimum thresholds. You know, it may mean baselining across the system or per project. For next release, we talked about doing thresholds per project. You know, it matters a whole lot more in the runtime projects, for example, than in the design time. So we want to be flexible and make sure that the measures that we're tracking are meaningful. Jason put together some initial measures that are posted up on the wiki that we'll dive into, at least as a starting point. We can build upon that. We can add, subtract, change as necessary. But we want to take a look at where every project is, at least those matters, and look to set the bar and then raise the bar as we go into the Beijing release. And then once we start that process, then we can ratchet up every subsequent release so that we're continuing in improving the quality of the release and of all the modules.
So I was just, while I searched the web, I found some references from S3P in open daylight, but I'm wondering whether there have been some objective measures defined in the open daylight project before, like really objective, what they really mean by it, other than some marketing material. Just trying to see, I don't know, I was not so deeply involved, but maybe if there is some material we could, from other projects, we could pull it up.
Yeah, so we use this in OpenO as well as a concept.
Okay.
You have to set the measures for the individual projects because sometimes these don't translate perfectly from one open source group to another. So you have to customize this for ONAP. We'll raise that for next week, show some of what's already done. And it really fits in with the release planning. So to that end, we want to have our recommendations before M1 so that when the projects come in with their release plan, they have at least a baseline or a bare minimum level that they can use to set their S3P plans.
Certainly, Chris, I was also thinking of maybe there is some reusable components. I do agree. Overall, sure. Yes, it'll differ.
Sure. So we're going to start that next week.
Hey, Chris, it's Jason. I was just going to say, I would welcome any other reference points. If you've got references in the cloud native world as to design points or anything like that, that would be great. The wiki page that Chris mentioned is out there, and we're looking for comments by end of day tomorrow so that we can incorporate those comments into kind of the next turn of the crank on those various levels on those different requirements. So please put out there anything that you guys think might be relevant.
Okay. Do we have any of our presenters on at this point? Do we have Alex or the Netcracker team, Manoj? No. I'm going to give them just a couple more minutes, and then we may break it early.
Hi, Chris. Manoj just Skyped me that he has some issues. He cannot present today.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
So we're just waiting on Alex. Okay.
Hey, Chris, it's Andy. Out of the meeting last week, do we have a fairly stable architecture that we can start sharing with MEF? Because I know there's been some slides put together, but we want to start using at least a more stable version of the architecture to show the interrelationship of MEF LSO and the ONAP architecture.
Andy, I'll share the latest consensus pictures with you after the call. It's just a two-slide deck. I'll be happy to send that along. I know we still have some work to do on this, and there are other people putting presentations together. But it's fairly stable from a high level that we can use to start the discussions.
Excellent. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like Alex is on now.
Alex, are you on? He looks like he's on mute.
I am on. I finally managed to get in.
Great. Are you ready to present today?
That's the good news. That's the bad news. Not quite. I've been digging out after the face-to-face, and I haven't finished the slides. But we can certainly talk through the concept if you want, and then I can reinforce them with the slides.
Well, the floor is yours.
What about that other microservice presentation?
Yeah, he bumped it till next week.
Okay. Well, maybe we should do the same thing. To be honest, I would prefer to do slides and show how this works one step at a time.
Okay. Well, we're going to break early then, everyone. Thanks for your attendance.
Can we discuss something since we have a little bit of time? And maybe Andy already asked this question, but before release two, I looked at the contributions that we have, and we have an architecture diagram that's fairly high level. And in talking with Mazen, it sounds like he's looking for a little more fidelity or a little more detail when it comes to the architecture and yep. Not just the 20,000 foot view or the 10,000 foot view at the enterprise level, but really at the software architecture level. And so my sense is that kind of need to build one of those pretty soon because I don't think we have one yet.
So we mentioned at the beginning of the call, Paul and I are in the process of writing a brief white paper on that. I hope Paul, that'll start that discussion. But if we need to have more, once that comes out in the next couple of weeks, if we need to go deeper, on these calls, we can schedule those presentations in as well.
So Chris and Alex, one suggestion could be that rather than creating one picture, which is fairly detailed, that would be too confusing and too busy, we take it step by step. We have a, what you say, 5,000 foot view or 10,000 foot view. We have a 5,000 foot view. And then we, for each component we have, whether it's a Vim layer, whether it's a DCA layer, cluster layer, SDNC layer, we break that and we have one page for each of the major components. And some of the common services. That probably will be a much more informative.
Well, we could go to that level, and that could be a 60-page presentation that nobody will read.
We can make it 10 pages if we want to, but I think one or two pages probably, that's my view, and I'm okay. People think that we can do it in two pages, I'm okay. But
this aligns Vimal a little bit with kind of what I had suggested also for our one in a way, right? So there is the overall architecture, and then there's sort of one short description per architectural component that we have that says, in a paragraph, this is what it does, this is what it provides, and this is what it consumes.
And Alex, we have that multi-Vim architecture. That's fairly high level, and I can describe some component, all the major component, but I don't want to put all the detail in the main slide. So we have a multi-Vim slide, we might have a DCA slide, SDNC slide, SO slide, ANI slide like that. So there could be maybe 10 or 12 slides, no more than that.
Yeah, okay, as this is Parvi, as Chris said, some people are working on more detailed architecture. We are hoping that we have something to share next week. There are some activity going on.
But in terms of some of the stuff that Parvit, you and I talked about, being able to expose certain patterns for how things need to be built, right? Using the microservice bus as the centerpiece. Is that something that you are, who did you say you were working with, Chris?
Habib on that. He said that he would be ready to talk about that next week.
No, I mean on the architecture white paper.
Oh, yeah. Paul Bartoli.
Okay. All right.
Is it supposed to be a functional architecture or an implementation architecture?
Well, that's kind of what we may need to have both views, right? There's the functional blocks, and they will only take us so far. And you could say that's the enterprise view of the world. And then we need to get into the next level of detail and perhaps to get a bit of propose a pattern for how things get actually implemented in a way that's extensible, integratable, and testable, right, and stable, right? This is something that you typically see when along with the microservice framework, but we haven't really done that.
The plan so far was for R1 to focus on the implementation architecture.
Yeah.
For R2, we've been pulling back to look at the functional and some of the patterns that are emerging here, so that we can boil that into an implementation architecture. But that's where we aren't quite yet.
So should I worry about contributing more stuff? Because I have more things that I wanted to talk about. But if you guys are already doing the white paper, maybe we should wait. Or, you know, what's the timing on all this? Because, you know, if I listen to Deng Wei, we're starting development tomorrow.
Well, realistically, the development doesn't start until the new year. When we get to the M1 milestone, planning will start, if I remember correctly from the presentation in Paris, right after Thanksgiving. So the window opens right after Thanksgiving and closes beginning of January to do all the plans. So we need to have feedback into the projects before that window closes, so that they can solidify their plans.
Hey, Chris, this Parviz. Do we have a concrete template for the architecture document, or you're creating that as you said?
We're creating it. We have a couple of sources that we're drawing from, we're putting it together into something concrete. So the format essentially comes from this first draft.
And that includes the requirement, the functional, that building blocks, rather than just a high-level layering, because that is hopefully by next week, we can bring like a draft contribution if that is the case. Is that something that you plan to do, or?
Paul and I are still working on the draft. I'm not sure it'll be ready to share by next week due to travel, but it'll be ready this month.
What is it exactly you guys are working on? The more detailed view of the functional layers, or?
Yeah, a 10-page document of the R1 architecture.
R1 or R2?
R1 for starters. We got to get that published, and then we can build on that for R2.
But didn't we say that R1 was just a throwaway?
Well, but there were going to be a lot of the modules, a lot of the work that's done in R1 that we're going to move forward in R2. So I think we have to start with what we have and then move to where we want to go.
But Chris, if you do that, then we need to have a slightly more aggressive schedule in the following sense.
Yes.
We need architecture, R2 architecture, somewhat aligned by end of this month, so that people don't have the same kind of firefight we have been having with the R1.
Agreed. Yeah, there are several presentations coming in, I think, that are going to weigh on that. But I think that we'll get the work done. Taking the deeper level of detail aside, I think we'll have the R1, or I think we can have the R2 discussion in parallel with what we're doing with the white paper. So we'll come back next week. We have a number of presentations scheduled. I think we can move forward. We have the microservices discussion. We have the one that Parviz mentioned. on the R2, and then we also have S3P that we need to start.
So, Chris, okay. Can we set it, Alex, just one second, I'm sorry. Can we set a date that by end of this month, we will have a R2, agreed upon R2 architecture approved by this committee? Because we really should have some target date.
Yeah, that works. Let's take it offline. I don't have my calendar at the moment, but let's formalize it offline through email. That works as a target.
Yeah, okay. Alex, go ahead. I'm sorry for interrupting.
No. I was simply saying that we kind of need to maybe, I guess I'm hoping what you guys are working on with Paul is an evolving view and an iterative view, right? Because some of the stuff that Parvit might present and some of the stuff that you and I have talked about and my presentation, other contributions may shape that in a particular direction, right? So I wouldn't worry too much about actually, I guess what I'm really saying, it's kind of early where I am, but talking about and spending a lot of time on R1 is kind of, to me, is maybe a red herring, right? Yes, we have a components. Yes, they will persist. Yes, we know what they look like and how they're shaped, but how they need to be interacting and how do we solve the issues that Helen talked about and everybody else talked about at the face-to-face is going to require a very different approach, right? Mm-hmm. So why bother with R1 when we can simply say, look, this is what we're keeping. And if we're to make progress going forward in terms of stability or nonstop operation, whatever you want to call it, this is how things need to be laid out, you know, at least in a proposal sense.
Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, a little bit that, as was said in the developers of Eventbrite, there was sort of the most amount of attention you have is you have a lot of attention at the end of R1. So we need to be able to explain it. And of course it's going to evolve, and that's why we also need to have the R2 as well.
So wondering if do we have a single repository of all the issues which are being raised in R1? I know you can get to know in several forums, but one consolidated list, right? And, you know, we can then sort them out to the most critical ones, and then that helps us move forward with our S3P plan.
Well, guys, what Chris says, having like a concrete architecture document for release one, that is a great step towards creating the R2 plus architecture. And we are working on that. So they are complementary. If there is a gap between what Chris and Chris, you said somebody else from AT&T team, you're working on that. That's good. So in the meantime, we are also working on release 2 and beyond. So if that is a mature contribution, hopefully we can present it at a future ARC meeting. Chris, we already briefly talked about that. So that should be okay.
So we've got some presentations that are coming in on that. S3P is something we haven't started yet, and we're going to start next week. We'll go from there. So there are multiple dimensions that are coming in. Some of them are just evolving from Paris, but we'll make sure that they're all factored in.
Okay, so if you don't mind, then Chris, maybe simultaneously with what you're doing in R1, we can continue to iterate on some of the presentations and the pictures that were posted on the website for R2.
That's my hope. I mean, that's why we still
I started looking at the assets we have. Like if I take Vimal's presentation on the overall systemic qualities that we're looking for, right? Take Gil's presentation, maybe vet the information model layers with Andy and others, you know, a little bit more, and then kind of start building the functional mappings. Maybe that'll kind of give us some foundations. But I really believe, and this is based on experience, if we don't set some practical guidelines in terms of how all these building blocks come together, we're going to have exactly the same problem with R2. It's going to be hard to test and hard to integrate and hard to operate.
I mean, I agree with that. I mean, it's these patterns that ultimately make this a platform.
Yes.
Without a pattern like that, that we can all agree to and work towards, you really don't end up with what I would call a true platform.
Mm-hmm. So, Alex, I'll move your slot till next week.
Yes.
So you've got time. And I think there are several people that are coming in with different views. So, you know, I think that they're starting to dovetail together. Let's see if we can make some of that progress next week in terms of gelling to that next level of detail.
Okay.
And Chris, if you give me those slides, that'd be helpful. So yeah, I can at least start working the meth side of it.
Yeah, as soon as I can get my work laptop operational again, they're pushing security updates, so it's going to be a little while.
I hear you. Thank you.
So as soon as that's operational again, I'll send you the slides.
Chris, one part is a little bit the direction of the details and so on, right? And the patterns and that there. And the other is the consensus around the high level functional blocks that we're on the road to discussing, if I remember correctly, that we need to just sort of close that off, right?
Yep.
Chris, regarding multi-cloud, when we presented last week, so essentially we're looking at two aspects for R2 and beyond, you know, so scalability and performance. So certainly we can sort of, rope that in and then start talking about, you know, the specifics, more objective measures. We can bring that in the next couple of weeks.
Okay. Let's email offline. Or if you want to add it as a JIRA issue, we can get that scheduled shortly.
Sure.
Okay.
Ramki. Ramki, did you update your multi-cloud architecture based on the input from the last week discussion?
We are working on it. Yeah, like we talked, it's more of a reference architecture, right? We're also trying to see how to put together a software architecture. So sort of that's under work, totally. Yeah, and we'll anyway meeting this week, right? So this Friday.
Specifically since you are here. And changing FCAPs to like a collection.
Totally. Yeah, that's well understood. So even if you see the meeting minutes, sort of that's captured, right? So all that points are captured. I think even the meeting minutes are posted along with the slides, right? The summary. Okay. Everything is posted. Please take a look.
And Alex, Chris, one more point. Alex, the discussion we had offline, are you planning to roll that discussion into the architecture evolution, or that's too
yes,
early?
Yes, I'd like to if you think it's worth it.
Well, if you share it with the key people, then we can make a collective decision, yeah?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do that. I like I said, those slides are ready and waiting.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know. You said that. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
It's one step at a time here. I don't want to go crazy and have you guys commit me to the nearest mental institution.
Okay.
So I think we've got our marching orders for the next 2 months or so in terms of scheduled issues for calls. Let's sync back up next week. We've got a busy call scheduled, we'll start making progress on a number of these issues. So thanks everybody for your input today. I'm going to break early and give you all back time in your day, and we'll sync back up on these topics next week.
Great. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.